Glory to God. Glory to God. And tonight I'm going to started this. I don't know how many weeks ago, but I'm going to go at it again because it came up in my spirit. And the title of this message: Don't let your mouth be your ruin. Make your lips do its job. Don't let your mouth be your ruin, but make your lips do its job. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to say some things that you heard before and you need to hear them again. And I know by the Spirit of God, I'm going to say some things you never heard before. Amen. Let's talk about the word. Words are the most powerful thing you can use. I'm going to make that statement again. Words are the most powerful thing you can use. You can't get anything any powerful than the word, and I'm going to prove that by scripture. Especially the word of God. Especially the word of God. We hear something, we hear words spoken about different kinds of situation, just like as terrible as it is what's going on in Ukraine. I think I said it right. And I really don't look at news. Just occasionally I look and I, you know, kind of see what's going on. But I do not watch the news because they don't feed my spirit. They really don't. I look to see what's going on like that. And they show some devastating pictures of what's going on in Ukraine. Then somebody will stand up and say, in the midst of all that chaos and destruction, God's in control. Bunk, baloney. You a lie, devil. That God don't do that to people. Ukraine had, as far as I know, I haven't done a lot of study on the history, but Ukraine had separated from the Soviet Union, and because see, we had to deal with that. That's what the northern Vietnamese was doing to the southern Vietnamese when I was in Vietnam, trying to bring them under. They used propaganda, and they would release leaflets out of the planes, you know, let them fly and fall on the ground, because they were trying to bring the southern people under that kind of government, which is, you know, you do what I say, I cut your head off. That's about the, you know, just getting right down to the nitty gritty. That's what it was. And this is the Ukrainian people had came independent of that. And for some reason, and we know it's demonic, that Putin and whoever with him decided to attack those people. And if that was us, you would be concerned, wouldn't you? Killing your father, your mother, just going in, and listen, going from door to door, just killing people. Just going from that, see, that's ungodly. Ain't no way that can be of God. There's no way. So what do we do? Do we sit silently by? Absolutely not, because this is why I'm talking about words tonight. See, the word of God concerns more than you. If you and I would continue, we are doing it here. But too many people just sit by and you hear them talk just in negative about the situation. And you find few groups or few people that are believers. They are praying. And that's what this devil gotta be stopped. But Jesus said, before he left here, didn't he say it? He said in the last day you'll hear wars and what? There'll be earthquakes in dire place. Why is that? Because there's so much evil in the world. But we are here. And he said it for you to take that, so for you and I to take that kind of stand, and then we can help somebody else. You and I take that stand that it's not coming near my dwelling. It may be going on in the world because some people want evil. Some people full of evil. But just because you full of evil, I'm full of God. And let's prove out who got the best. And the word have already told you and me, greater is he what? That is in you than he that is in the world. That means so I won't be afraid. How do I do my battle? With words. Amen. 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 How do I take my stand? That's why we got to have a revelation of the word. I'm going to talk about that some tonight. Amen. Because there's other stuff coming and we must be prepared. We don't come to church and just throw up a little something to God and say, I've been to church and go back home and keep continue on the regular routine. No, we are spiritual all the time. Every day we live, every breath we breathe, we are spiritual. And we need to operate that way. We need to be conscious of that. We need to talk that way. We need to conduct ourselves in that way, in that manner. I am spiritual. I am in charge. And you take control of your body. All the stuff Satan trying to put on you that folks, people yield to in days past to set a lifestyle or frame a house or frame your life with such a pattern that leads you to destruction. No, I get off that path. I get off that road. I don't travel the old path because too much light is shining inside of me. Are you listening to me? And so I understand I choose the road, the path that I travel on because light has come to me. Now, so I want you to listen to this. Go ahead and put up Genesis 1:1 and it's going to be in the King James, but I'm going to read both. I have the modern English version, which I like. And the King James says, I'm going to read my statement again. Words are the most powerful things you can use, especially God's word. What? Especially God's word. See, Satan speak words of destruction. God speak words of what? Life. And words create. Words bring forth. Words build up. Words heal. Words give life. Words sustain. Words will never change. And I'm talking about God. Malachi said what? In Malachi 3, he said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Hebrews says, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, what? The same when? Yes, yesterday, today, and you can't change God because He is unchangeable. Amen. Hallelujah. So it says, now this is what the word did. In the beginning, we're reading the King James. In the beginning, God, I'm going to read down through the third verse so y'all can keep rolling as I go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Keep going. And then it says in verse 2, and the earth was what? Without form and void. And darkness did what?